Okay, well, it's just up to me to wrap up and get you out of here and get you home. And parting is such sweet sorrow. And it seems like we practice and practice, and my staff, my people get ready, and then boom, the 29th symposium is behind us. But what are the messages, quickly, that we're going to take away? Did this lady blow you away? Did she ignite in you a love of science? Yes or no? I've met three people in my lifetime who ignited in me a love of science, and she was the third one. And when she spoke about those dimmer switches, you know, the lights going up and the lights going down, and what they could do for us, amazing. I call them dimmer switches. She calls them micro-RNA. And understanding what micro-RNA can do and how it's going to impact our children, how it's going to impact us, how it's going to impact disease and our animals. What an amazing tool. And remember, 6 years ago, 6 years ago, none of this was known. I mean, you think about DHA and watch what's happened with Horizon, the milk people. They started off and they said, Horizon milk, it's organic and we have omega-3s in there. And then they began to realize that people were misunderstanding this because omega-3s come from flax oil or soy oil or any of those oils, where that's not the omega-3 that we're talking about. It's the one for your brain. And that comes from algae. And that comes from fish. And that's DHA. And they've now switched, and on the label it says DHA omega. And we learned about that. And we learned about the DHA and what it can do, and think about it. The average conception rate for a dairy cow might be 50%, and that's good. And as production goes up, it goes down to 40%, and DHA plays a crucial role. And think about it. You could take that DHA, put it into the diet, up goes the fertility, and incidentally, that means more milk, and incidentally now we have effectively an enriched milk. And eggs, and pork, and our human body. And as you think about those things, we think, my gosh, talk about globalization. Maybe every country needs to have an algae factory, and I, for one, would be delighted to help anybody who wants to do it. One of the highlights for me was yesterday. And we've had a lot of rah, 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 but it was in the entrepreneurial section. And I asked my friend GB from Saguna, tell your story. And GB told his story. And his story was simply this, that when he left school, his father said, no, I'm not letting you go to university, 1995. But I'm going to give $100 to you and to your brother, $100. And what was the wow factor? What was the amazing factor? What blew me away was when he told me, as I asked him, what are your sales? And he gave me this rupees. What do I know about rupees? Yuppies or rupees? Then I said, well, give me that in dollars, the $100 between 1995 and now has become $1 billion. Is that not amazing? Is that not your greatness? Is that not entrepreneurship? GB, wherever you are. And incidentally, I have $100, which I am willing to give you right now. And if I can get $1 billion return, in that number of years, I think I could get a whole bunch of other $100. But that's greatness, and that's awakening the greatness. Did you meet interesting people? Had you ever met anybody from some of these countries? How do you converse with a Russian, with somebody from China? Well, you start by coming to an all-tech meeting. And through you, and through business, I've met all sorts of interesting people. And some of them have been right on this stage. For example, Muhammad Ali, right on this stage. Now, I'm working on the other lady. She has promised me we'll try and get on that royal calendar. But we meet interesting people, and that's what an interesting life is all about. Crisis. What crisis? Crisis, John F. Kennedy said it best. The Chinese write crisis in one word. One word, part of the word says danger. And the other part says opportunity. And the naysayers say danger. And you say opportunity. And that's what it's all about. But having said that, we need to know how to handle a real crisis. And we had some excellent examples. And my friend David Byrne says there are two types of companies, those who have had a crisis and those who are about to have a crisis. And Mr. Pianist, you may just be about to have a crisis. Because you're going to be coming up against Tedron as you play, and that's quite the crisis. But we need to know how to handle a crisis, and hopefully we gave you some clues. Will you help the farmer of tomorrow? His land, her land. Will you make it more productive? And we heard exactly how we can do that, and how we can get as much as 1 ton per acre. Imagine what that would do for the people in India and China, in the United States and around the world, and we can do it, and you can do it, and we can do it now. And mycotoxins, the hidden killers, and we learned what perhaps we can do with those. 37 plus, we are measuring 37 of them. We used to be able to measure one, now we can measure 37. And science has given us the solutions. What inspires you? What would inspire you? What could inspire you? Or are you non-inspirable, if there is such a word? We had 2,500 people. 2,500 people who are in the inspiration business. And every time I leave this meeting, for the last 29 years, I leave inspired by you. Are you inspired by Champion Pet Foods, who decide we're going to feed pets a different way, we want to feed them the way they were always fed, the carnivores? I was inspired. I'd be even more inspired if they decided to come to Kentucky and build a plant. I assure you, they, like you, will be welcome to come and set your business up in Kentucky. Are you ready? Are you ready to go out there and, I get up every morning and I've never had a bad day in my life. I've had better days. I've never had a bad day. Because that's what life is all about. Are you ready for the meat wasn't too shabby. I'll tell you how I know that meat wasn't too shabby. One of you went back 10 times. Now that's called an endorsement. My mum used to say, lick your plate clean, and that was an endorsement when he took 10 plates. All clean. But with program nutrition, and we heard so many of our speakers talking about that, we can make great meat. We can do so at an equal cost to other systems, and we can do it now. So what will you do with your business?
What will you do with your life?
And we heard Damien say, with your business, be clear what the core of your business is. What business are you in? I am not in the piano playing business. But what is the core of your business? Make sure your team knows what the core of your business is. And you do that by talking to them. Not an email. Talking to them. Setting the program. And then you use that core as the basis for your strategy. Now, I don't do too much strategy. Entrepreneurs don't tend to do too much strategy. We do know our core. We do stick to our core. Our people know what our core is, and we have a plan going forward. My question to you is really quite simple. Are you going to fly? Are you going to soar? You were put here to soar. Or are you instead going to peck and scratch? Is that what you want to do? Or are you going to soar? Your greatness and awakening your greatness is to make you soar. Will you flourish? Will you let your people flourish? Or will you be, as Ronald Reagan told us, avoid those energy vampires, those lunatic bosses? Are you the one who's stopping your people from flourishing? Will you rule the world? Rule the world in a nice way. Rule our world of agriculture. And when you go out of here, are you going to say, you know, I may not rule the world, but by gosh, I can have an impact on the world. You walk out. Think of these young scholars here. Think of the scholars that you saw on the science side. Think of where they will be. Think of where you will be. Let's go out. Let's have fun. Let's rule the world. Thank you.
Every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I ruled the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred. My world would be a beautiful place where we would meet such wonderful dreams.
My world would have a smile on its face like the man in the moon has when the moon beams. If I ruled the world, every man would say the world was his grand. There'll be happiness that no man could earn. No, my friend, not if I rule the world. Every hand will be held up high. There'll be sunshine in everyone's sky. If the day ever dawned, would be a fabulous place. Every man in the moon has like a moonbeams. If I ruled the world, every man would say the world was his friend. There'll be happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I ruled the world. Every hand would be held.